Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's face it, life can get pretty intense sometimes, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and trying to keep up with the ever-scrolling social media feeds, it feels like there's this constant pressure to be perfect. But here's the thing, perfection is a myth. It's like chasing a rainbow, you can never quite catch it. Today, we're diving into something super important. Embracing imperfection. Think about it, wouldn't life be way less stressful if we just let go of that need to be flawless? We're gonna talk about how letting go of perfectionism can actually set you free, mentally, emotionally, and even creatively. First things first, understand this. Perfection is a setup for failure. It creates these unrealistic expectations that are impossible to meet. Ever felt like you're constantly falling short, no matter how hard you try? You know that feeling when your inner critic just won't shut up? That's perfectionism at work, folks. Number one takeaway. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Striving for perfection can actually prevent you from taking risks, trying new things, and learning from your mistakes. Remember, those failures are actually stepping stones to success. Embrace them, learn from them, and move on. You're not defined by your mistakes, but by how you bounce back from them. Number two, comparison is the thief of joy. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect lives on social media, picture perfect families, flawless vacations, and envy-inducing careers. But let me tell you something. Those curated feeds don't show the messy, real-life struggles that everyone goes through. So, ditch the comparison game. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember, everyone's got their own challenges. Number 3. Self-compassion is key. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. We all make mistakes, we all have insecurities. It's okay to not be perfect. Instead of beating yourself up when things don't go as planned, practice self-forgiveness and remember that you're worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Number 4. Redefine success on your own terms. What does it really mean to succeed? Is it about fame, fortune, or external validation? Or is it about living a life that is authentic, meaningful, and fulfilling to you? Define success based on your values, your passions, and what truly brings you joy. Finally, number 5, remember, progress over perfection. It's not about achieving some unattainable ideal. It's about making small, consistent steps forward every day. Celebrate those wins, no matter how small they seem. Every step in the right direction is a victory worth celebrating. Now, let me share a quick story with you. I once had this friend who was obsessed with baking the perfect cake for a party. She spent hours researching recipes, meticulously measuring ingredients, and obsessing over every detail. But when she finally presented her masterpiece, it wasn't quite as picture perfect as she imagined. It was slightly lopsided, a little too brown in places, and well, it didn't win any baking competitions. She was devastated. I told her, "Hey, it's a cake, not a NASA launch. People are gonna eat it, enjoy it, and no one's going to judge based on how perfectly symmetrical it is." She took a deep breath, laughed, and realized I was right. The guests loved the cake. They didn't care about its imperfections. They cared about the fact that she had put effort into making something special for them. And guess what? That's all that matters. So, remember this. You are enough, just as you are. Your journey is unique and beautiful. Embrace those imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. Even if that means being a little messy along the way. This week's challenge, identify one thing you're putting too much pressure on yourself to be perfect with. Maybe it's a project at work, a relationship, or even just your morning coffee routine. Then, this week, consciously choose to let go of that perfectionist mindset and embrace the imperfections. You might be surprised by how much freedom and joy you find. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media using hashtag Dopamine Detox Challenge. I want to hear about your progress. And remember, we're all in this together, folks. Keep those screens down, keep those brains active, and keep embracing that beautiful imperfection. Until next time, keep it real.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.